sound. You'll hear that.
Yeah. Well, Straw looks like that they're kind of Superman. Mm-hmm. And Stout looks like you just feel him. You know, you're just a big person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Stout is really size and not to do with health. Huh?
No.
Okay. And someone who is always cheerful and happy and everything you say is...
They sure are bright.
Okay.
Are they real pleasant?
Okay. Well, any more? Would you say, ever say good natured?
Yeah, real, she has a real good disposition. She's good natured, charming.
Okay. And so if you can find something just anywhere, you say it's real.
You mean something to eat, like it's tasty?
Well, that's, I didn't particularly. No, if there's something that, say, just grows just about anywhere around here, you say that's real look in there.
Prolific. Prolific. Oh.
That's not the word I want. I want, or if you can...
Prolificiously.
Okay. But that's not what I want either. I don't, doesn't have to be something that's growing. Maybe it's a certain kind of rock or...
They're in abundance here.
It's real what around here?
They're in abundance here.
Okay. Or you might say it's real what?
Plentiful. Very common.
Okay. You ever use that to refer to people? What does that mean?
Well, when you say that girl, she is common. Well, that you mean that they're not polished.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a derogatory expression. Yes. Okay. And what about if a person is very active and full of energy? You say that.
They're real radiant.
Okay. Any more?
Well, you say she's real live and full of life and active.
And a lot of times
you'll say, if they're unusually happy, you'll say, well, she sure is unusually happy to them.
Well, do you have any special words for lots of life and energy and everything in an old person or in a young person?
Well, we usually say, well, they are real cheerful.
Okay. For an older person?
No. They ain't usually chipper today.
Did you ever use something like spry?
Yeah, she's real spry.
Would that be old or young?
Usually it's older.
Okay, what about lively? Would you ever use that?
Well, that would apply to a younger person mostly, you'd say. Okay. She sure is lively. She's very active.
Uh-huh. And if you don't feel very easy about something,
uncertain.
Okay. Or on what?
Uncomfortable. Or concerned.
Okay, we're just using what I said in the beginning. You feel
uneasy.
Okay. Okay, and let's see. You told me your best reason for not mowing lawns was that you were what?
Afraid.
Okay. What else would you use to mean afraid?
Scared.
Okay. Any more?
Uncomfortable.
Okay. When would you use afraid and when would you use scared?
Well, afraid is when you don't